Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and then making.
Come on, man. You know, I'm ready.
Hello.
Hey, Loretta.
Yes.
My system is acting up, so can you go to the studio?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. We have Auntie Betty. Is that here?
Good evening.
Good evening. And we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll pick up reading while we wait for others to join in. I am number 10, and this is still the traveling instruction out of Egypt. Now the Lord said to Moses, make two trumpets of beating. Nope, I'm wrong. I'm in 11. I am so sorry. Here we go. The people were soon complaining about their misfortune, and the Lord heard them. His anger flared out against them because of their complaints. So the fire of the Lord began storing those at the far end of the camp. They screamed for Moses for help, and when they prayed for them, the fire stopped. Even after the area is known as the place of burning, because the fire from the Lord burned among them there. Then the Egyptian who had come with them began to long for the good things of Egypt. This added to the discontent of the people of Israel, and they wept. Oh, for a few bites of meat. Oh, that we had some of that delicious fish we enjoyed so much in Egypt, and the wonderful cucumbers and the melons and the onions and the garlic. But now our strength is gone, and day after day we have to face this manna. The manna was about the size of a coriander seed and looked like droplets of gum from the bark of a tree. The people gathered it from the ground and crushed it into flour or pounded it, boiled it, and then made pancakes from it. They tasted like pancakes fried in vegetable oil. The manna fell with dew during the night. Moses heard all the family standing around their tent doors weeping, and the anger of the Lord grew hot. Moses, too, was highly displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why pick on me to give me the burden of the people like this? Are they my children? Am I their father? Is that why you have given me the job of nursing them along like babies until we get to the land you promised their ancestors? Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people? For they wept to me, saying, 'Give us meat. I can't carry this nation by myself. The load is far too heavy. If you're going to treat me like this, please kill me right now. It will be a kindness. Let me out of this impossible situation.'" Amen. That was the reading out of Numbers 11.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Loretta, there's two more callers that came in.
Okay, do you want me to go ahead and lead the meeting?
Yes.
Okay, let's see, looks like we have Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Good evening.
Amen. How's everybody doing?
Good evening.
We're doing great.
Good evening.
And look like we have a T Doc. Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let me do a final roll call, and then we'll get started with our meeting. Let's see here. I have Mom and Angela, Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and Auntie Todd and myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line. May everyone bow their head, please. Ooh.
Holy Spirit, we give you the honor and glory. We need you to bring the message you need. We need you, I don't know, whatever. Bring the message you need us to know today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. In our walk in obedience, we need to guard ourselves for doing things just for tradition. Every generation has to embrace the godly principles for themselves. Don't change what it's about. Elevated because if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Jesus, point us, plant us, and prune us to help us grow. Allow the prayers we hear today cultivate and grow within us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that sweet and angelic blessing of the prayer line. And we'll go right into our meeting and Did you say something, Angela?
No, I didn't, but there's some background noise.
Background noise. Someone needs to mute. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'll start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Ephesians, starting at verse 11. To put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wild in the evil day. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Ephesians. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Proverbs. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the heart of kings uncertain. Move the dross from the seal. An outcome material for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better to him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I was coming out of Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I put my trust. My soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my God. My goodness extendeth not unto thee, but to the saints that are in the earth and are excellent, in whom is all delight. Their arrow shall multiply and have another God. Their drink offering of blood will not offer, nor take their name unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest thy lot. The line are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a godly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My rings also instructed me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not lead my soul into hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence, in the fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. Welcome back, Daniel. We miss you. Glad you're here.
Hey, good to hear about the boys, too.
Amen, amen. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, you know I can't do no scriptures, okay, so.
You can do one line.
Maybe, but not today.
We'll take one line, but
an
amen.
Amen, amen, but I just pray that God keep covering us with all his armor. Every day. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Daniel. Amen. Praise God. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of F.
Yeah. I'm sorry, where?
Esther.
Oh, you're breaking up. Where you? What you coming out of?
Esther.
Esther?
Yes.
You're breaking up.
Breaking up. Okay. And, for such a time as this, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
During the Civil War, reported mounting Confederate victory threatening the prospect of freedom. While addressing an audience in Rochester, North New York, Frederick Douglass slumped despairingly into a chair upon hearing the news. Sitting in the balcony, Sojourner Truth stood and cried, "Frederick, stand on your feet. God is not dead. Despite the freedom that we currently enjoy, our quality of life is often threatened by chronic unemployment, welfare, dependency, blackmail, a disproportionary black prison, properly the rampage spread, a disease that persists racism. But as Sojourner said, God is not dead. Does he care about our disintegrated life? Yes. Whenever we have been in critical, God has worked behind the scenes to help us. As God sent Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt bonded, so God sent abolished like Frederick Douglass and Harry Truman to free us from the bond of slavery. Esther both revealed the hand of God saving a people's struggle through a time similar to ours. This story demonstrates the need for a people threatened by extinction to know that the God of the oppressor acts on their behalf. It also shows our need to practice as our foreparents did. The discipline of prayer, trust, and act that fulfill our God-given possibilities. Always remember that God enabled the oppressed to stand. Sometimes I get discouraged and think my work is in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. And the prayer said, "Oh God, we believe that each of us is born for such a time as this. Grant us the wisdom of Mordecai and the courage of Esther today, and grant survival and hope to those who will follow us. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm calling from John chapter 2, 13 to 22. Jesus cleared the temple courts. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple court, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at a table and chasing money. So he made a whip out of cord and drove off from the temple court both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coin of the money change and overturned our table. To those who sold dough, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jew then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It had taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. As he had raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of John, Hunter God. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm coming out of Deuteronomy 31:7, or 1-8. And the title is called Passing the Baton. Leadership under God is like the baton in a relay race. This is a responsibility that is received, held for a while, and then passed on to another. It is not handed off promptly or Moses led the children of Israel for 40 years. He ran his part in the race exceedingly well. His accomplishments were great. He delivered his people from Egyptian slavery. He led them across the Red Sea. He received the commandment from God. He prepared his people to enter the promised land. But then his race came to an end. The time had come for Moses to pass on the baton of leadership to Joshua. Until the baton was passed to the new leadership, Moses had not completed the task assigned to him. As Moses knew how to pass the baton of leadership to Joshua, so Joshua understood how to receive that leadership. The stewardship of leadership means accepting with gratitude the accomplishments of previous leaders. Joshua was not envious of the great deeds of Moses. The ministry to which he was now called was God's ministry, and he was to fulfill that ministry according to the grace given to him. Moses had ran his race. Now Joshua had to run his own. So it is with all of God's leaders. Time and circumstances, as well as the particular gifts, graces, and varying needs of God's people, determine the nature of the leadership to which God calls us. By faith, we know that if he was with Moses, so he will be with us. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please.
Angela, I mean, Retta.
Yes, ma'am.
I did want to let you know that Miss Allen's back in the hospital.
Miss Allen. Marie. Is it for
Her. Well, she still got pneumonia.
Okay.
She went back in yesterday.
Okay.
But I guess that's why that game is not on too.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that update, Mom. And may everyone bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Harry, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Uncle Dave, Aunt Uncle Gary,
Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Cody family, the Ross family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Sister Sherilyn family, Lenny and family, the Rossiter family, the Verna family, Bishop Thomas family, Ruth Edwards, Doreesa and Jesse Verner, the Moody family, the Franklin family, Dwight, Tawan and family, Charlie and family, the Moore family, Miss Brown and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Johnson family, Essie May and family, Desert Kendrick and family, Mary Ann and family, Vanessa and family, Ronnie McClure and family, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, the Peters family, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that our bodies are chemically balanced, and we ask that all germs, viruses, diseases, or any curse or any type of illness to be removed from our sick and shut-ins and allow them to walk by faith and not by sight. Father God, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. And I'm looking at the week.
We found this on the web for the 10th commandment.
Is that someone talking to me? Okay, we're honoring birthdays for the week of March 4th through the 10th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Brittany Green, the 9th. Tina Brinson, the 9th.
Is Regal birthday this month, Danny? Danny. You must step away.
You call me?
Yeah. Is Regal's birthday this month?
I'm not sure. I don't know why you're asking me. You know, I can't keep up, but I'm going to tell her birthday on birthday.
Okay.
Come on. It's my birthday that week. Everybody send me some presents, okay? I don't know. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I don't have any
more. Huh?
I don't have any more.
Okay. All right. Okay, all right. So, let's see here. See, who hasn't sung the birthday song in a minute? Mom, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. And now we have reached part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. This is the time that we do this. So I'll go down the list. If you have something else you want to share with the group tonight, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Hubert? Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I have something on the book of Psalms, Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome work, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyful sing of your righteousness. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that reading with us, Hubert. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm coming out of Ephesians. Hear me? Chapter 5. It said meditation on Ephesians 5. Your will, O Lord, be done, not mine. Since you did bleed for me, and now as you intercede, each day I simply plead, your will be done. Eternal God of love, I welcome you into my life. Surrender my heart, mind, and soul to you. Teach me, O Lord, to walk in your love, to learn of your will as your child of light. Each day I pray you give me strength to resist all temptation that come my way. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit so I may know your goodness, truth, and righteousness, and help me to discern what does not please you, Lord. O God, encourage me even to submit to others in love, out of revenge and obedience to Christ. As I seek to imitate your likeness, I praise your name, Lord God Almighty, with my whole heart. In Psalm, the hymn, always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Spirit now breathe on me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Ephesians. Let's see here. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Colossians chapter 3. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, affection, even evil concubine, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometimes, ye shall live in them. But now ye also put off all these, the anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and you have put on a new man, which is renewing in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Colossians. Let's see here. Let's see. Daniel, anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I really didn't want to participate, but it's me, it's we, it's us, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that verse, Daniel. Amen. Okay, let's see here. I will go next. And mine is just a special prayer for Drell. Special prayer for Drell Lowe. He has court tomorrow. He's in jail facing several charges. And God, we know that he is still your child. And Father God, we ask you to seal his record. Father God, we ask that you soften the judge's heart. And Father God, we know that with you, all things are possible.
Amen.
God, if it's your will, have mercy on Drell. And work on him as well, Lord. Allow him to become the man that you want him to be. And Father God, we are asking this of you, and we would like for this to happen very quickly.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to thank you right now for all that you will do for Joel. And we plead the blood of Jesus over his courtroom, over the walls, ceiling, and the floors, and cover Joel as well. And anywhere he places his feet or lay his head. Father God, we ask that you lead and guide him, and not only him, all of our black men. Lead and guide them sooner and not later, Heavenly Father. And we ask this in your Jesus Christ holy name. Lead them in a righteous way in Jesus Christ holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to share my version of my favorite song.
Amen.
You move mountains, you cause walls to fall. There is nothing that impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Made a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I want to share a song.
Amen.
Amen. It was one morning snow. One morning snow. It was one morning snow. I heard the angels singing. It sounded so sweet. It sounded so sweet. It sounded so sweet, and I heard the angels singing. It was all in my room, all in my room. It was all in my room. I heard the angels singing. They were singing to me, singing to me. Singing to me, and I heard the angels singing. They said, "Come and go with me, and come and go with me, yeah, come and go with me." And I heard the angels singing, yes, let's rise and fly, oh, let's rise and fly, yeah. Let's rise and fly. I heard the angels singing, it was one morning soon, one morning soon. It was one more and soon I heard the angel singing. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next I have Angela. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Just want to read. Just want to read a little. Total Dependence on God by Joy Cascade. God wants us to depend on Him for everything. Proverbs 3:5 shares what attitude we should have. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In our ways, acknowledge Him. We are to depend on Him for all of our ways. When we rely on our own abilities, our gifts, and resources to accomplish what God is calling us to, we limit Him. He is much more powerful than we are, and He wants to do much more than we could do on our own. We operate in a natural realm. We will certainly use our gifts and abilities in carrying out His plans, but we have to remember that it is He who not only gave them to us, but also empowers us to use them. We couldn't even take our next breath without His grace. Mm. Total dependence on God is not weakness. It is a place of surrender that acknowledges that we can do nothing without Him. John 15:5. Stand in confidence. Know that whatever resources we need, He will provide. And whatever tasks He assigns, He will do through us. After all, if He is the resource, if He is the key to everything we do, He has to do the work. Helplessness can be one of the greatest assets human beings have if it is coupled with knowing God. When we accept the truth of our own inadequacy in light of His limitless power and infinite love for us, we can trust Him to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Oh, well, that concludes our meeting. Anyone have anything else they would like to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer? I would just like to put out there for everyone to just do extra prayers for Auntie Marie and for Darrell, please. Amen.
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 Man, that is true, right?
I'm sorry?
That's That Miss Allen too, right?
That's Auntie Marie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's Auntie Marie. You're right. Yeah. So her and Drell. Amen.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. As we gather here in the comfort of your faith in the Lord, we thank you for fellowship and family. We ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace so that as we journey onward, we will pour out your love, grace, to others. We ask that our souls will catch the wind of your spirit so that we will take your promises to all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And I want to thank everyone. That concludes our program for tonight. And we thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. And let go and let God. To God be the glory. We love you all.
Amen.
Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good
night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Oh, shoot.